New Zealand's parliament has suspended three Māori Party legislators for performing a haka in protest against a contentious bill in what has become the longest disciplinary action in the country's parliamentary history. Te Pāti Māori co-leaders Rewiri Waititi and Debbie Ngarewa Packer were each suspended for 21 days, while 22-year-old MP Hana Rahidi Maipi Clark, the youngest member of parliament, received a 7-day ban. The suspensions followed a recommendation from the Privileges Committee, which said the MPs had behaved in a manner that could have the effect of intimidating a member of the House. Maybe Clark received a shorter penalty after she wrote a letter expressing contrition, the committee said. Before the vote on Thursday, Maybe Clark defended the action, telling lawmakers it was an attempt to silence Māori voices in Parliament. The haka, a traditional Māori ceremonial dance, has been used both as a mark of respect and as a form of protest. The legislators performed it inside the chamber to oppose a bill seen by critics as undermining Māori rights. The move has drawn sharp reactions from the public, with supporters praising the MPs for standing up for Indigenous representation, while critics accused them of breaching parliamentary rules. Until now, the longest suspension for a New Zealand MP had been just 3 days. Are our voices too loud for this House? Is that the reason why we are being silenced? She said, "We will never be silenced and we will never be lost." The MPs performed the haka inside Parliament in November, disrupting proceedings during the first reading of a bill aimed at defining the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi, the 1840 agreement between the British Crown and Maori chiefs, signed during New Zealand's colonization. The legislation sparked nationwide demonstrations over fears it would undermine Maori rights. It was eventually withdrawn. The protest began when Maipi Clark tore up a copy of the bill and joined other MPs in approaching the leader of the right-wing party supporting the proposal. Several MPs filed complaints to the speaker, calling the protest disruptive. The incident was referred to the Privileges Committee, leading to months of review. In its findings, the committee acknowledged that haka and other Maori cultural expressions are part of parliamentary life, but noted that members are expected to seek the speaker's permission beforehand.